This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Thursday, July 20th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Newsom gives farm workers free legal advice. Valadao to cut H-2A red tape and next steps coming for Colorado River. Newsom aids undocumented farm workers with legal help. Governor Newsom yesterday announcing a new $4.5 million pilot program to provide free immigration legal assistance to farm workers involved in state labor investigations. The program aims to prevent exploitation by helping workers pursue their rights, that according to the administration. We won't stand by as bad actors use the threat of deportation as a form of exploitation, said Newsom. He blasted Congress for failing to modernize our, quote, broken, outdated immigration system. Newsom's office asserts that many undocumented farm workers did not file labor claims or provide information as witnesses that due to fears of employer retaliation. Labor interests played a key role in getting the program running. Diana Tellefson, CEO of the United Farm Workers Foundation, said the free legal services are, quote, of the utmost importance. A local community-based organization in Santa Cruz County praised the program for uplifting immigrant labor rights. The silos? Well, the California Labor and Workforce Development Agency and the California Department of Social Services will administer the program. It will consider cases under review at the Agriculture Labor Relations Board, the Division of Occupational Safety and Health, Cal OSHA, and the Labor Commissioner's Office within the Department of Industrial Relations. The pilot will begin later this year. Keep in mind, the state has already been funding free immigration legal services since 2015. The new pilot narrows the focus to farm workers. Valadao seeks to streamline H-2A applications. GOP Representative David Valadao of Hanford has filed legislation aimed at cutting red tape for employers in the H-2A and H-2B visa programs. Valadao argues this would make it easier for employers to address workforce shortages, and it would help to reform our broken immigration system. The bill would expand the labor certification period from 1 to 3 years, reducing the number of times a seasonal job needs to be certified. It would also waive the in-person interview requirement for returning workers who were previously vetted. Valadao partnered with Republican Representative Tony Gonzalez of Texas on the measure. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West next. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning and welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Reclamation targets late summer for next steps on Colorado River proposal. The Bureau of Reclamation is currently evaluating a plan from the three lower Colorado River Basin states to conserve at least 3 million acre-feet of water until 2026, with hopes to release an action alternative for public comment, quote, later this summer, Commissioner Camille Tuton tells AgriPulse. We're working through that now, Tuton said of the Lower Basin Plan, but we've got great partners in the Lower Basin states and the Upper Basin states, so I feel good about our ability to move forward. The plan, a compromise between negotiators from Arizona, California, and Nevada, calls for Inflation Reduction Act funding to be used to compensate water users for up to 2.3 million acre feet of reductions, while the remaining 700,000 acre feet would either go uncompensated or be paid using state or local funds. Wine exports. Falling Japanese tariffs open new U.S. export opportunity. The U.S. still lags far behind countries like France when it comes to exporting wine to the growing Japanese market. But Japan's tariffs are falling thanks to the four-year-old U.S.-Japan trade agreement, and there's opportunity for the U.S. to grab more market share. That according to USDA's Foreign Agriculture Service. The U.S. exported $144 million worth of wine to Japan in 2022, but Japan's tariffs on bulk and fortified wines dropped to zero in April, putting U.S. on equal footing with competitors like France and Chile for those categories. All of Japan's tariffs on U.S. wine will be eliminated by 2025. With tariff advantages recently achieved through U.S. JTA, U.S. wine exporters are well positioned to regain market share in the Japanese market, FAS said in an analysis. Padilla promotes voluntary fallowing. Farmers need more assistance conserving water, Senator Alex Padilla of California said at a hearing yesterday where he touted new legislation that would help them do it. California is the number one agriculture state of the country and does more than its part to feed the nation, Padilla said. But it's getting harder and harder as California and much of the West continues to face extreme weather. The senator was promoting the Voluntary Agricultural Land Repurposing Act at a hearing of the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee's Water and Power Subcommittee. The legislation would provide grants to states and tribes that pilot voluntary agricultural land repurposing programs. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. USDA teaming up with states in new Biden administration competition effort. The Agriculture Department is partnering with 31 state attorneys general to look more closely into anti-competitive practices in the food and agriculture sectors as a part of a broader White House initiative to promote marketplace competition. The partnership is meant to give state officials more investigative resources and coordinate state and federal efforts to crack down on anti-competitive practices. The agencies will focus their efforts on anti-competitive market structures and practices like price gouging, a lack of producer and consumer choices, conflicts of interest, and misuse of intellectual property, that according to a USDA press release. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. Climate change plays a role in debate over interior EPA funding bill. The sweltering and dangerous heat that has gripped much of the country over the past month was cited by several Democratic members of the House Appropriations Committee as they argued against severe cuts to the EPA budget. Representative Shelley Pingree of Maine said, quote, climate change has reached a crisis point. She's also a member of the House Ag Committee. Pingree said she was, quote, so disappointed and frustrated by this bill before us, referring to the FY24 Interior Environment Spending Bill that the GOP-controlled committee approved on Wednesday. The bill would cut EPA's budget from the current level by nearly $4 billion, or 39%. Keep in mind, the Senate Appropriations Committee has yet to take any action on its version of the bill. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. Well, here's today's He Said It. The Biden-Harris administration isn't just talking the talk. It's also walking the walk. That California Attorney General Rob Bonta upon the state joining USDA's Agricultural Competition Partnership. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Thursday, July 20th, brought to you by Robbo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nellie.